If you'll take your copy of God's Word and turn to Numbers chapter 31, if you're following the Pew Bible, it's page 176. This is probably one of those passages that if we were the type of church that skipped around, we would skip this passage. It's not exactly the most pleasant passage in the Old Testament. It speaks of God's judgment on the nation of Midian using his people. And as it's always true in the Old Testament, there's a lot going on here, far more than I can give you a summary of in just a few seconds. But let me highlight a few things that are going on. First of all, to remind you of the context, Midian had hired Balaam, a prophet of God, and tried to pay him to curse God's people. But every time he opened his mouth, instead of cursing God's people, he blessed them, which infuriated the Midianites. But finally, Balaam figured out a way. Since he couldn't curse them with his mouth, he cursed them with a plan. And the plan was to send in some good-looking women and cause them to sin before God and let God curse them. And it worked well, to the point that the Lord killed 24,000 of the Israelites in a plague because of their unrighteousness with the women of Midian. But now the Lord is going to exact his vengeance on the nation of Midian, those that had tempted his people, those that were trying to destroy his people through unrighteousness and unholiness. In addition to that, though, we also learn a little bit about the warfare that goes on in the world. This is not just some story that happened some 3,400 years ago, 3,500 years ago. This is the reality for Christians. You are warring. There are those like the Midians, we're told in the New Testament, not even primarily those that we can see, although there are plenty of those also, but there are principalities and powers that are at war with the kingdom of God, war with us, with you. Satan is an enemy. His minions are enemies. And he has followers in human form that are your enemies and would destroy you. And Jesus tells us how to deal with these things in our life. That we are to have nothing to do. That means we don't have any contact with them. But we don't bring them into our life. And notice what has to happen when they conquer this enemy. Notice the purification that must go on before we bring the world, as it were, into our life. Only those things that are appropriate and suitable, cleansed by the gospel, as it were, can be brought into our life from the world. That's one of the lessons that's being taught here. And we also notice, this also reminds us of the final judgment. This type of near total destruction. Although there is a picture of grace, the young girls are spared. The nation is destroyed. That those young women might come into covenant with God and with his people. But other than that, there is total warfare on Midian from the top to the bottom. And it speaks of the last judgment, folks. There is coming a day when God's justice and judgment will be heaped upon all those, from small to great, that are against his kingdom. It talks about the seriousness of what we're about today, the worship of the true God. So hear the word of the Lord, Numbers 31, 1 to 24. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Avenge the people of Israel on the Midianites. Afterward, you shall be gathered to your people." So Moses spoke to the people, saying, "Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go against Midian to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. And you shall send 1,000 from each of the tribes of Israel to the war." So there were provided out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 from each tribe, 12,000 armed for war. And Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe, together with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, with the vessels of the sanctuary and the trumpets for the alarm in his hand. And they warred against Midian, as the Lord commanded Moses, and killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of their slain, Evi and Rechem and Zur and Hur and Reba, the 5 kings of Midian. And they also killed Balaam, the son of Beor, with the sword. And the people of Israel took captive the women of Midian and their little ones, and they took as plunder all their cattle, their flocks, and all their goods, all their cities and the places where they lived, and all their encampments they burned with fire, and took all the spoil and all the plunder, both of man and of beast. Then they brought the captives and the plunder and the spoil to Moses and to Eleazar the priest and to the congregation of the people of Israel at the camp on the plains of Moab by the Jordan at Jericho. Moses and Eleazar the priest and all the chiefs of the congregation went to meet them outside the camp. And Moses was angry with the officers of the army, the commanders of thousands and the commanders of hundreds who had come from the service in the war. Moses said to them, "Have you let all the women live? Behold, these, on Balaam's advice, caused the people of Israel to act treacherously against the Lord in the incident of Peor. And so the plague came upon the congregation of the Lord. Now, therefore, kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known man by lying with him. But all the young girls who have not known man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. Encamp outside the camp for 7 days. Whoever you has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves and your captives on the third day and on the seventh day. And you shall purify every garment, every article of skin, all the work of goat's hair, and every article of wood." Then Eleazar the priest said to the men in the army who had gone to battle, "This is the statute of the law that the Lord has commanded Moses. Only the gold, the silver, the bronze, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that can stand the fire, you shall pass through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall also be purified with the water for impurity. And whatever cannot stand the fire, you shall pass through the water. You must wash your clothes on the seventh day, and you shall be clean. And afterward, you may come into the camp." Thus far the reading of God's holy and errant and life-giving word.